USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices remain at least a dollar higher than they were a year ago today, White House economic advisor Brian Deese puts a positive spin on gas prices.
On average, over the last 10 years, in fact, this is true over the last 20 years, the average price at the pump for a gallon of gas has been about $3.13 in real terms, inflation adjusted. And so today, 20 states now have pump prices that are below that 20-year average.
On Thursday, the nation's top political leaders remembered the late Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole.
America has lost one of our greatest patriots. We may follow his wisdom, I hope, and his timeless truth.
President Biden saying Americans should follow in the footsteps of the distinguished senator. USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Congress now turns its attention to legislation addressing China, specifically allegations of human rights abuses and intellectual property theft from Americans. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna explains what actions he believes the United States can take to keep China in check on Fox Business.
We need to make sure we have a technology advantage in AI, in quantum computing, in the technologies of the future. Second, we need to have clear forward deployment and alliances with Australia, Japan, and India to make it very clear that the United States will not stand for any invasion of Taiwan.
Jurors in the Jussie Smollett trial resumed deliberations on Thursday. Smollett is charged with staging a fake hate crime against himself, further dividing the country by saying two supporters of former President Trump did it, as the assailants, as he alleges, were wearing Make America Great Again hats. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Senate passed a resolution 52-48 that would specifically ban the Biden administration from implementing vaccine mandates for Americans, with two Democratic senators joining all Republican senators. Senator John Tester of Montana is one of those Democratic senators, and he explains why he voted for the resolution.
I've heard a lot from my businesses in the state of Montana, and they've told me that, you know, it's put them in a heck of a bind, and so I think they should have some relief.
Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin was the other senator who voted with Republicans. The Biden administration argues the vaccine mandates would protect Americans from COVID-19 and allow them to return to work. The newly appointed attorney for the accused Oxford High School shooter has broken her silence.
The lawyer for 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly spoke with Detroit's ABC 7. Attorney Paulette Lofton says she's met with her client several times over video. She can't discuss those conversations, but she can say she's already asked for more resources. Crumbly is behind bars facing several charges, including terrorism and four counts of premeditated murder after the shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan last Tuesday. That could potentially lead to life in prison. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
More news can be found by giving us a like on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.